CBS News, the presidential primary season is ending today with much less excitement than it began. I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The barn full of delegates at stake in contests across the country today just don't offer the clout they might have. Reed Collins takes a look from CBS News primary election headquarters in New York.
It is called Super Tuesday, but it lacks the necessary aspect of titans struggling on the field for all the marbles. For the simple fact is that nearly all the marbles are already won. By the count of CBS News, Ronald Reagan has surpassed the 998 needed for a Republican nomination and, in fact, has 1,073. President Carter is within 15 delegates of the 1,666 he needs. So as the rolls of Ohio, New Jersey, California, and six other states come in on this last primary day, the suspense lies in whether Senator Kennedy can do well enough in the blockbuster states to maintain a credible holding action in the 2.5 months between now and the Democratic convention. The Ohio voter turnout may be about 44%. New Jersey, dampened by a late afternoon thunderstorm, may turn out 25%. Spot checks indicate much heavier voter turnouts in California, where there are items of heavy state and local interest. Reed Collins, CBS News, Primary Election Headquarters, New York.
Among those other issues being decided in California, Proposition 9, known as Jaws 2, Howard Jarvis's follow-up to the property tax-slashing Prop 13 that passed 2 years ago. This one would slice state income tax revenues in half. There are signs Californians may not go along with Jarvis this time. More news coming up.
Oh, with the Kmart goof-proof policy,
Freddy Uncle pays the fee.
If prints aren't right, you do not pay.
That's the Freddy Uncle way. With Kmart photo finishing, if prints are late, don't pay a thing.
Freddy Focal with a flash about a fabulous new feature of photo finishing at Kmart. It's the Kmart on-time promise, and it says if your color print film isn't ready when it's promised, you don't pay. If for any reason Kmart fails to furnish your photos faithfully on time, feel free not to pay. Fax on the on-time promise at your Kmart camera department, where photo finishing makes photography fun.
Take Freddy Focal's fine advice. Get quality prints at a Kmart price.
Through June 7th, get a 20 exposure roll of focal color print film, size 110, 126, or 35 millimeter for just $147. Save at Kmart.
Officials in Washington State, apparently with some new information in hand, have asked federal authorities to resume searches for victims of Mount St. Helens eruption last month. The new efforts to concentrate on the northwest slope, 51 people are still missing. Scientists say the mountain is calming down on the inside, but signs of unrest are evident on the surface, as David Dow reports.
Mild tremors still occur periodically around the mountain, and there's enough heat within St. Helens to warm surface rocks to 900 degrees Fahrenheit. That all adds up to a lot of potency, says Tim Haight of the U.S. Geological Survey, but it doesn't tell scientists what will happen next.
We have no indication at all that the mountain is about ready to shut down. And we have no indications of anything building up. We just look at it and we see that, wow, it's still a pretty risky place, very risky and very dangerous.
Mount St. Helens may not be winding down, but some aspects of aiding her victims are. Federal officials announced today they are closing down the Disaster Assistance Center in Ritzville, Washington, hard hit by ash fallout from the volcano after serving about 100 persons. David Dow, CBS News, Portland.
There are calls in Congress to send back to Cuba refugees who are behind recent unrest in U.S. relocation centers. Some congressmen say the troublemakers were planted in the refugee exodus by Fidel Castro to embarrass the United States. There was a surprise of resignation on Capitol Hill today. Representative Charles Diggs, a Michigan Democrat, stepped down with a clear conscience, he says, just a day after the Supreme Court refused to review his conviction on payroll kickback charges. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials closed down 3.5, big board volume just over 33 million. Now this.
For the first time since 1912, there may be a real three-way race for the presidency. This week, Newsweek magazine reports on the candidacy of John Anderson, why President Carter refuses to debate him, and why some Carter lieutenants consider Anderson the greatest threat to the president's re-election. Newsweek explores Anderson's drift from right to left over the years and reveals the influential role his wife may play in the campaign. Read The Anderson Factor, the comprehensive cover story on the man and his quest in Newsweek. Nobody gives you the week like Newsweek.
The date is Saturday, June 7th, the event of Belmont Stakes, third of racing's Triple Crown. I'm Win Elliott, and Ray Haight will be with me for CBS Radio Sports coverage of this distinguished racing event starting at 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time. The pre-race pageantry, Ray Haight's call of the race, all the excitement. Listen right here, the Belmont Stakes, 5:25 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday, June 7th, on most of the CBS Radio Network stations.
A white South African scientist charged with giving black guerrillas information about South African power installations was found guilty of supporting the violent overthrow of the government. He could get the death penalty. There was more racial unrest today. Black strikers set fire to buildings around a gold mine. Police with tear gas broke up the demonstration. David Jackson, CBS News.
This is Harry Reisner reporting with news and commentary on the CBS Radio Network. I'll talk about being brought to account in a moment.
Back in 1893, when Dave Lennox built his first furnace, the coolest spot in town was on the ice wagon. In time, Dave turned his attention to air conditioning. Lennox soon became a leader in cooling. In comfort and efficiency, today's Lennox two-speed condenser obsoletes older single-speed units. It saves money because it uses less energy. Take it from Dave Lennox. To modernize your home, call your independent Lennox dealer. He's in the Yellow Pages.
Attaboy, Dave.
Summer fruits, they're here at last. Summer.
Remember how good those fresh peaches, plums, and nectarines tasted last summer? Well, fresh California summer fruits are back, sweet and juicy as ever.
Peaches, plums, and nectarines. Ooh, they're so refreshing and light. Nature's way of smiling. Fresh summer fruits.
Sponsored by California Tree Fruit Agreement.
It's kind of fun to watch the banks scramble for money, don't you find? All those gray brick institutions, usually aloof and not deigning to put on the clown nose and go out there into the marketplace with the other hawkers and barkers, they're having now to toot their horns and offer prizes and develop gimmicks, just as if they were selling wind-up mice or folding umbrellas. Tell you what we're going to do, they're saying, in hopes of attracting new depositors. Tell you what we're going to do. One thing they've already done is to revive a form of bounty hunting. Having presumably already got you to bring in your cash, giving you a toaster for your $10,000 or a bicycle pump, they'll now give you a reward for bringing in the cash of a friend. Well, not just the cash. You've got to bring the friend in, too. The idea is to convince someone else to open an account for which service you are paid by the bank. This is not the sort of idea that is designed to strengthen the social fabric. For starters, it turns friends into salespeople of each other. Say, Tom, Dick will say, you really ought to put your money where I've got mine over at First Confederated. I'll just walk you down there and see that you get the right treatment. And seizing Tom by the back of the collar, he gives him the old heave-ho all the way to the bank. And then, too, I don't think you have to prove that the new customer is actually a friend of yours. So, as times get harder, we might see the rise of a new form of highwayman. A guy who marches strangers into banks and forces them at gunpoint to open accounts. All right, such a robber in reverse might say. Nobody move. This is a new deposit. Then he hands his hostage a note which reads, give the teller your money or else. You could make a career of this sort of thing, or at least of binding bona fide friends hand and foot and dragging them to the teller's windows, assuring them that this won't hurt and that after all, they'll get something out of it too. A hairdryer or a digital pogo stick. Eventually, all the hungry new accounters will converge on the last bloke in the country to have any unbanked cash, and there will be hell to pay. Perhaps banks ought to give up encouraging bounty hunting before it's too late. The giveaway scheme seems safer in the long run, or they could lay on new services. I'm sure depositors would flock to a bank and brew. And now this.
You can call Best Western any day or night.
We'll get you a room that will be just right.
Round the world, lodging.
call 1-800-528-1234.
This is Harry Reasoner reporting for CBS News.
CBS News, Super Tuesday. Nine primaries winding up the open season on presidential candidates, with the polls soon to close in two of the most important states for the Democrats, Ohio and New Jersey. I'm Stephanie Shelton reporting on the CBS Radio Network, and we have some early indications from Reed Collins.
A CBS News New York Times poll of voters leaving the polling places in Ohio and New Jersey indicates that President Carter is leading in Ohio, while in New Jersey the election is close between the president and Senator Kennedy. Ohio's turnout looks to be about 40% of the registered voters, New Jersey's 20%. The California turnout is much heavier. This is all called Super Tuesday, but it lacks the aspect of titans struggling on the field for all the marbles, because most of the marbles have already been won. Ronald Reagan is well over the number needed for nomination. President Carter is just 15 votes shy and will certainly pick those up and then some tonight. So as the rolls of Ohio, New Jersey, California, and the six other states come in, the only real suspense will lie in whether Kennedy can do well enough to maintain a credible holding action in the 2.5 months that remain between now and the Democratic convention. Reed Collins, CBS News, Primary Election Headquarters, New York.
More news in a minute.
Why don't you pour on the snap?
Pour on the snap. Pour on the craft. Barbecue sauce. Pour on the snap. Pour on the Kraft barbecue sauce.
All right.
Pour on the snap.
Why don't you pour it on?
Pour on the Kraft barbecue sauce. Pour on the snap.
Pour it on the snap.
Pour on the Kraft barbecue sauce.
Pour on the snap.
Pour on the snap.
Pour on the snap.
Pour on the Kraft barbecue sauce. Pour on the snap.
Here's an important energy announcement from Amana. An announcement that can save you money. Amana electric cooling gas heating systems have the highest energy efficiency ratings in six different gas furnace size categories. And that's according to figures just published by the United States government. So if you're looking for an energy-saving cooling heating system, big, small, or in between, see your Amana dealer right away. Amana. First again with energy savers.
Turbulent weather in western Pennsylvania and southern Ohio. Tornadoes injured at least 30 people and caused extensive property damage in Pennsylvania. Much of the destruction at the Edgewood Trailer Court near Apollo, Pennsylvania, about 30 miles from Pittsburgh. Rich Capo is a mobile home salesman there.
It took probably 50 homes that we can surmise just by looking at it. And 30 of those homes were probably completely annihilated. Many of the other homes are on top of each other, some stacked as three high.
In the Northwest, although it's nearly summer, heavy snow warnings have been issued for the mountain areas. The White House says that it's asked the Justice Department to see if it's legally feasible to deport the Cuban refugees who led the ruckus at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, over the weekend. The Democratic leaders of both the House and Senate have demanded the ringleaders be sent back to Cuba forthwith. At Fort Chaffee, the Federal Emergency Management Agency attempted to speed up the refugee processing, says spokeswoman Neela Petrick.
It got cranked up today, full force at noon. It is in full swing, and our goal for a full day's work is going to be 300 to 500. We won't know till, you know, later today if we're going to be close to that.
More than 100,000 refugees have come to Key West on the small bloat flotilla, among them about 730 today on the freighter Red Diamond. Those refugees were sent to processing centers, but the captain, crew, and relatives on the ship who had ignored the ban on any further refugee trips were arrested. Thumbs down for airbags. General Motors, the nation's biggest auto builder, says that it won't be using airbags in its large 1982 model cars. Instead, GM will use automatic seat belts to meet federal crash protection requirements. Joan Claybrook, who heads the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, says that decision is short-sighted and discouraging. Michigan Democrat Charles Diggs, a congressman since 1954 and the senior black in the House, has resigned. This after the Supreme Court refused to hear his appeal of a conviction for mail fraud and payroll padding. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials down 3.58, the big board volume 33 million shares. Now this.
Oh, get out of my kitchen!
Who, me?
No, these roaches, these disgusting roaches.
We'll send them to a motel.
To a motel?
Right, the Black Flag Roach Motel. Roaches check in, but they don't check out.
Black Flag Roach Motel traps, kills roaches without insecticides, unpleasant odor, or mess. Roaches, water bugs, check in, get stuck, and die. Traps full, throw it away.
Roaches check in, but they don't check out.
Get the original Black Flag Roach Motel.
This is Ann Landers. America comes to me with its most challenging problems, and I want to make sure I give them the best advice possible. Nobody knows everything, and that's why I depend on the library. With the help of the library and its many free services, I can assure nagged in Nantucket or desperate in Dallas that they are getting the best information available. Find out what your library has to offer. It's America's greatest bargain.
A public service message from the American Library Association and this station.
In Madison, Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court has thrown out Wisconsin's obscenity law. It is, the court says, too broad and does not define its prohibitions adequately. The unanimous decision overturns a lower court finding against a movie theater in Milwaukee from which 20 films were seized in 1977. Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.